Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 65, The History of Australia. The History of Australia is a story of ancient landscapes, diverse cultures, and significant transformations. It begins with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, who are recognized as the world's oldest continuous culture, dating back at least 65,000 years. These First Nations peoples inhabited the vast continent, developing complex societies with deep spiritual connections to the land, sophisticated systems of knowledge, and rich oral traditions. Their connection to country shaped their way of life, from sustainable hunting and fishing practices to intricate art forms and ceremonies that endure to this day. For tens of thousands of years, the First Nations peoples lived in relative isolation from the rest of the world, adapting to the continent's varied environments, from arid deserts to lush rainforests. Trade and cultural exchange occurred among different clans and regions, with networks extending into what is now Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. Rock art sites, such as those in Kakadu National Park, stand as enduring evidence of their creativity and connection to the land. However, the arrival of European explorers in the 17th century marked the beginning of a profound and often traumatic transformation. The first known European contact with Australia occurred in 1606 when Dutch navigator Willem Janszoon sighted the Cape York Peninsula. Over the next century, several Dutch and other European expeditions charted parts of the northern and western coastlines, naming the region New Holland. Despite these explorations, no sustained European presence was established. It was not until 1770 that Captain James Cook, sailing under the British flag, claimed the eastern coast of Australia, naming it New South Wales. Cook's voyages significantly influenced Britain's decision to colonize the continent, driven by the need to establish a penal colony after the loss of the American colonies. The first fleet, commanded by Captain Arthur Phillip, arrived in Sydney Cove in 1788, marking the beginning of British settlement. This event drastically altered the lives of the First Nations peoples. The British settlers brought with them diseases such as smallpox, to which the indigenous population had no immunity, leading to devastating population losses. Land dispossession, violent conflicts, and the imposition of foreign systems of governance and law further disrupted traditional ways of life. The colonists initially struggled to adapt to the unfamiliar environment, but the settlement gradually expanded as more convicts, free settlers, and supplies arrived. During the 19th century, the colony of New South Wales grew rapidly, driven by the exploitation of natural resources and the arrival of immigrants seeking new opportunities. The discovery of gold in the 1850s sparked a massive influx of people, including miners from Europe, China, and America. This period, known as the Gold Rush, transformed Australia's economy and society, fostering a sense of multiculturalism despite tensions and discrimination. The wealth generated from gold mining also funded infrastructure projects, including railways and schools, laying the foundations for modern Australia. The mid-19th century saw the emergence of Australia as a collection of self-governing colonies, each with its own legislative institutions. However, growing sentiment for unification led to the federation of these colonies in 1901, creating the Commonwealth of Australia. The new nation retained close ties to Britain, adopting its parliamentary system and recognizing the British monarch as its head of state. Despite this, the early 20th century was marked by efforts to forge a distinct Australian identity, influenced by the harsh landscapes and egalitarian ethos that defined life in the colonies. Australia's involvement in World War I played a pivotal role in shaping its national identity. The ANZAC, Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, troops' participation in the Gallipoli campaign in 1915 became a defining moment, symbolizing courage, sacrifice, and mateship. This legacy continues to be commemorated each year on ANZAC Day. The interwar years brought challenges, including the Great Depression, which deeply affected the nation's economy and social fabric. World War II saw Australia play a significant role in the Pacific theatre, and the post-war period brought economic prosperity and a renewed focus on immigration. The post-war era marked a turning point in Australia's demographic and cultural landscape. The government actively encouraged immigration from Europe, particularly southern and eastern countries, to boost the population and workforce. Later, immigration policies became more inclusive, welcoming people from Asia and the Middle East. This wave of migration transformed Australia into a multicultural society, enriching its cultural diversity and shaping its modern identity. In the latter half of the 20th century, Australia began to address the injustices faced by its indigenous peoples. The 1967 referendum, which granted the federal government the power to legislate for Aboriginal Australians and include them in the census, was a significant milestone. The land rights movement gained momentum, leading to landmark decisions such as the 1992 Mabo ruling, which recognised native title and overturned the doctrine of terra nullius. Despite these achievements, challenges remain in achieving reconciliation and equality. Australia's modern history has been characterised by its emergence as a prosperous, stable democracy with a strong global presence. Its economy, once reliant on agriculture and mining, has diversified to include industries such as education, technology, and tourism. The nation has also taken an active role in international affairs, participating in peacekeeping missions and addressing global challenges such as climate change. Today, Australia continues to grapple with its complex history, seeking to balance progress with the preservation of its rich cultural heritage. The voices of Indigenous peoples are increasingly being recognised, and efforts to achieve constitutional recognition and truth-telling about the past remain ongoing. At the same time, Australia celebrates its natural beauty, vibrant cities, and the resilience of its people, embodying a unique blend of ancient traditions and modern innovation. The history of Australia, though marked by both triumphs and tragedies, is a testament to the enduring spirit of its land and its people. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.